Okay, 7:41 is the time at KDWB. It's Buck and O'Connor. And comedian Jerry Seinfeld has joined us. You might have seen this guy on Monday night, as a matter of fact. David Letterman show you. Shared the stage.
Right, and now you can hear me without seeing me, for those of you that just couldn't take it.
Well, I think, did they, tell me something. When William Perry, who was, by the way, co-sharing the stage with you on Monday night.
Co-sharing.
Yeah.
I don't hear that word enough.
Well, the thing is that I'm just wondering now, did you happen to sit in the same seat, or did they really switch chairs before they brought you out there?
No, it was the same seat. It was reinforced. It's funny, he's one of these people that doesn't really seem that big when you stand next to him.
Yeah.
You know, what is he? He's like 6'2 or something, so I'm
5'11. 6'2, he's like 320 pounds, although he's slimming down.
Yeah, but that's a lot of muscle, too.
Yeah.
But how many of you make him?
I didn't, none of me makes him.
Well, that's a lot of money. That's almost Scott Hansen-like, you know, if you think about it.
Uh-huh.
7:42 is the time. Are you...
Let's play triple true or false now, Jerry. Why don't you ask the first question? This is good for $25.
$25?
Well, you know, the reason it's only
it's
$25
is
because the station has no budget.
Yeah. Well, I think if you know this, you deserve more. Well, you probably make more. The question is, who was the first president to ride in an automobile? And I did say ride.
In an automobile. The first president.
Give us a call at 989-KDWB.
Better music, KDWB at 7:46 on a Cash Thursday. It's the Morning Zoo, Buck and O'Connor, along with comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who was just recently, most recently, on The Letterman Show. And you can catch him tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night at the Comedy Gallery downtown.
Just a downright mob scene down there last night?
Yeah, actually, we were jammed. It was great. It's nice to... and a really good audience, Minneapolis.
They're known for being real, what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for?
Ticklish, melodical?
No. they put up with a lot. Take our show, for instance.
Tolerant.
Yeah.
Good word.
We got a couple of bright guys here.
It's early. We don't usually get up this
early.
Really,
we're putting our heads together to come up with tolerant.
We have the intelligence of Curly, and we're proud of it.
All right, hang on. You can talk to Jerry, by the way, as soon as we get done doing the triple tour of false at 989-KDWB, and we'll do that next. Better music, KDWB, at 7:49 now. And it's Buck and O'Connor, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, and we're playing Triple True or False with Terry.
Terry, we like you right off the bat. You know why?
Why?
Because you got 5 kids, so that means we have a built-in audience with you.
Oh, boy.
It's truly a family show this morning, Terry.
Yeah, it sure is.
Jerry, go ahead. Give it a first question. We'll see if we can't give it $25.
Okay, Terry, are you ready?
Yeah.
Who was the first president to ride in an automobile?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That is correct.
Very good.
Good.
You've won. Tell her how much she's won, Jerry.
She's won $25, which you can co-share with your 5 kids.
Then I better go for the $75.
Okay, why don't you ask her the second question,
Okay, the
Jerry.
Second question is, you got the first one. How many lug nuts? No, I'm only kidding.
5.
In the game of indoor soccer, each quarter is 12 minutes long. True or false?
You can ask her that one again.
In the game of indoor soccer, we're not real pressed for time here, obviously.
Stop. Take your time.
Each quarter is 12 minutes long.
True.
That's right.
Oh,
you're right.
Good.
A quarter is 25 cents in indoor soccer.
Terry.
Now I can take all 5 of my kids to Red Lobster for dinner.
They can share a shrimp salad, can't they?
Yeah.
Let's see, 75 divided by 5. Well, we got 3 heads here. We'll figure out the answer to that in just a few.
Okay.
What's your favorite radio station?
KDWB.
Better music, KDWB 7:54 on a Cash Thursday. It's Buck and O'Connor here along with comedian Jerry Seinfeld. We'll be at the Comedy Gallery downtown on top of JR's, 11th and LaSalle. How many times have you been on The Tonight Show?
Numerous appearances. Actually, 15 times I've been on.
Now,
about 5 years.
It's tough to get on his show because this is like, you know, the epitome of what a comedian wants to do. Once he's got on The Tonight Show, then he can pretty much write his own ticket. But the thing is, there is a catch. You have to come up with new material each time, don't you?
Each time, yeah. I've never done the same joke twice.
He won't let you.
Well, I don't know how closely they really watch that, but you try and do new stuff. People always ask me what is Johnny Carson really like, you know, but believe me, when I walk out, he isn't sitting there thinking, gee, I wonder if this new kid will be my friend.
Better music, KDWB at 808. It's the Morning Zoo here, Buck and O'Connor on a Cash Thursday. We'll give you the $10,000 password here in just a minute or so. Before 9 o'clock, try and give away another $10,000. We're joined this morning by comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who you might have seen as recently as Monday night on the David Letterman show. You shared the stage with William the Refrigerator Perry. That must have been a lot of fun. You're always, you know, you're always on the road. Do you ever get a chance to, like, watch your own TV shows or watch any TV, or do you even care about television these days?
Yeah, I watch television every once in a while. But you see, I watch it whenever I can. I don't watch any particular program. You know, I'll just sit down and turn it on, and those are some of the saddest moments in life. When you're just flipping around that set, and bowling comes on, and you go, gee, let me check this out. You know? You start rooting for one guy because you can't believe the pants the other one is wearing.
Yeah. It's the same with radio.
Yeah.
We have a couple of things to do, and you have a few phone calls, so we'll go to the phones next. And
cool.
And because you're here, and because you're so musically hip, I'll allow you at this time to request any song you'd like.
I want to hear Aretha.
Sister Ree?
Sister Ree.
We call her Sister Ree, yeah.
We happen to have that close to, if not on the turntable, next.
Paper for listings.
810 at KDWB. Ready to write this down, $10,000 password.
For this hour, it is...
Appropriately enough, it's unemployed.
Can you say that phonetically?
I can spell it out from memory.
Unemployed.
Unemployed. That's the $10,000 password for this hour. Jerry, you got a few phone calls here. Let's go to the phones. KDWB.
Yeah, Jerry there. This is Dirk from Coon Rapids.
Who?
My name is Dirk. I live in a car.
Yeah. What kind of car?
Coon Rapids.
Yeah. What kind of car?
Well, a Dodge Dart right now. I'm kind of a mobile kind of guy.
Yeah, so it's a studio, you was basically.
A small one.
Yeah.
But, Jerry, you're my favorite comedian in the whole world.
Thank you, Dirk.
And I love you.
Thank you. You're my favorite itinerant in the whole world.
I'm just Dirk. I'm not an itinerant, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Are you going to go ice fishing while you're here?
Yeah, I am. I'm just going to bang that pole on the ice till I catch something.
Well, that's fun.
Well, listen, Dirk, thanks for calling.
What?
You lock up now, you hear?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hope you're unleaded.
Better Music, KDWB at 8:16. Our guest this morning, Jerry Seinfeld, comedian, who's going to be appearing through Saturday night, right, at the Comedy Gallery.
That's
downtown.
Right, the Comedy Gallery.
Last time you were here was how long ago?
A couple of years ago, I played the Carlton, which is the comedy sculpture garden.
Yeah.
You just kind of stand there and play to stone faces.
Wow. Noted in town for their fine cuisine. Did you have a chance to check out their chicken meal?
There was a fruit plate in the dressing room. I ate one of the grapes, and I went back to New York.
Well, anyway, at 8:16, now that you're here for a couple of days, you're probably going to want to take advantage of this, and I'm glad that you were able to get up at the crack of dawn this morning.
I need tires.
To come.
Gee, you're reading our mind right now.
You know, it's...
come to Minnesota, you need tires.
I have no car, but I want tires.
Well, it's funny because, you see, you know, and you come from where, Long Island?
Yeah.
Where tires are...
Burned a lot.
Burned and hung in effigy and, you know, used as swings. Here they're used on cars, and sometimes they're expensive. However, at Tires Plus, they're very inexpensive. For instance, steel-belted radials to fit mid-sized cars start at $38.
Let me wet your rubber palate, Jerry, okay? and let me tickle you with Michelin's, Bridgestone's, Kelly's, and, of course, Goodyear's.
Wow.
Can't beat M with a stick, can ya?
Any Yokohamas?
No, they're all out. They sold out of those a long time ago. Computerized wheel alignment, $19.95. Four-wheel brake job, only $89. You can't get that in Long Island. And batteries as low as $29.95. Legally, you can't get those for that price.
And lug nuts, all you can carry.
That's right. Tires Plus slogan, Jerry, is tire mounting while you wait.
For the warm-up act, for instance.
Yeah, so in other words, you're not allowed to drive around without tires while they're putting them on the wheels.
See, this isn't Long Island. I keep having to tell you, it's the mini Apple, not the big Apple. Tires Plus, plenty of locations, and don't forget, they're open 7:30 to 8 today, even as we speak. Give you the phrase pays here in just a few, and you can talk to Jerry Seinfeld at 989-KDWB. Better Music, KDWB. It's 8:24 now on my advice music. Another show you probably don't get to watch because you're always out on the road, Jerry Seinfeld.
Or performing.
Yeah. Why don't those guys get a couple of ties? Come
you
on, you're cops, you're representing the public.
seriously this morning, and one of the benefits of getting up so early in the morning is to be able to watch television. And, you know, smart programmers always program the best TV in the morning at like 3 or 4 o'clock. This morning I was watching some old Bowery Boys thing, and they had, and I know one of the guys was wearing a T-shirt and a wool overcoat, you know, wool sports coat. It looked just like Miami Vice 40 years before.
Pre-Vice.
It was pre-Vice, yeah. Anyway, and we were speaking of, you know, the stuff on TV and stuff like that, and you don't get a chance to watch much because you're always on the road, you're always touring, and we were talking about working on holidays. For instance, you got a big gig on New Year's Eve, which I'm sure you always got to work.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is kind of a rough night to work, but they always pay you a lot more because
it's basically,
well, for people that drink, you know, New Year's Eve is amateur night, you know. And people that don't know what they're doing go out and attempt to find out what to do. But, you know, the best thing about working New Year's Eve as a comedian is not only does the audience get hats and noisemakers.
Yeah.
They also get pellet guns.
Where are you working, if I can ask, on New Year's Eve?
It's a place in New York. I could plug it to death here. It's not going to help.
One of my favorite places to be on New Year's Eve, New York City.
No weapons check at the door. That's great.
No. In fact, if you don't have one, they give you one.
No weapons check at the Verrazano Bridge either. Yeah. All right. Jerry Seinfeld, comedian. He'll be a-parming. He'll be at the Comedy Gallery this week till Saturday, and he's live with us this morning. 8:26, let's take time out here for just 1 minute and talk with Linda Evans from the newsroom.
I'm Linda Evans, KDWB News.
And
you guys forgot something.
Am I looking at all the songs that have been played
Jerry,
over the past?
Jerry. You forgot to say, Buck, Chris, the phrase that pays, where is it?
Yeah, one more time. So we always do it at 8:20, and it's like 8:29 now.
Buck, Chris. The phrase that pays, where is it?
Right here, man.
Glad you asked. We got it right here for you.
It goes like this.
Write it down. Better music, KDWB.
The official
Better music through listening.
No, just listen, Jerry. Better music, KDWB.
With the official Twin Cities Top 30 Countdown.
Better music, KDWB.
With the official Twin Cities Top 30 Countdown.
Better music through radio.
Can I help you?
Hang on a second. Can we put, Jerry's got a phone call. Cedric, you're live on the radio here at KDWB.
Yes, I'm also live at work down at ReThreads, 115 North 7th Street. Sell used clothes. Vintage clothes.
Vintage clothes?
Yes.
What's your return policy down there?
Yep, come on down. We can suit you up.
No, I don't think you heard the question. Cedric, you got a question for Jerry?
Yeah, would you play a good song?
That's the phrase that pays.
Cedric, you've been wonderful. Thanks a lot, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Better music, KDWB at 8:35. And, you know, it is getting close to Thanksgiving. We're on the subject of holidays and New Year's Eve and stuff like that. Thanksgiving, right around the corner. Jerry, I'm sure you'll be working. Are you working Thanksgiving?
No. I am not working Thanksgiving.
Like the night before, the day after? Sometime close?
No.
No.
Jerry, you're
he said modestly.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say that is because a lot of people around here celebrate Thanksgiving the normal way.
Bud tires?
That usually hits around December.
Like the Segway champions of morning radio.
Well, what I was thinking of was a thing that we got called dialing for turkeys. Uh-huh. Now, you've been here for an hour, and you've heard us answer the phone. Obviously, you know why we've been included in this contest. Dialing for Turkeys with Buck and O'Connor. Now, what you do is you send us a letter or a postcard with your name on it, your phone number, and the approximate time that you listen to the radio.
Every morning, of course.
Right. Hopefully it's in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does no good if you say you only listen to Craig Hunt in the afternoon. We'd be mighty jealous if you do.
Okay, you send us your name, your phone number, when you listen in the morning. Then what?
Well, we start picking the cards, one per day, and we give you a call at the specified time that you say that you're allegedly listening.
So, Jerry, say you sent your name in.
Yeah.
Your phone number. What time you listen?
Right.
So provided it's still connected.
Yeah. We pick up the phone, we dial you. You know what you got to do to win a turkey?
I got to know the phrase that pays.
No.
No.
When you answer the phone, you got to go like this.
KFWB.
No.
It's KDWB.
KDWB.
You go like this.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Uh-huh.
You have to make turkey noises.
You
got to
make a turkey sound.
So basically, you have to risk humiliating in front of everybody else.
But you win a turkey.
Yeah, you win a turkey.
Yeah, so right now, even as we speak, you'll want to start writing your name down on that letter or postcard and the phone number and the approximate time that you listen to the radio. And you want to send that off to Buck and O'Connor.
Here at KDWB in our post office box is 19551 Twin Cities 55119.
And it's 837. Thank you.
Praise the pen.
No, it's gobble, gobble.
Oh. Or something that sounds like a turkey noise.
Gobble.
Male or female, doesn't matter.
Gobble.
837 the time. KDWB. Better music, KDWB. It's 841. We're being joined today with Jerry Seinfeld, comedian who was appeared most recently on the Letterman Show and is in town this week and weekend at the Comedy Gallery downtown, 11th and LaSalle at JR's. Oh, nice. And we have we got a phone call here for you if you'd like to answer it.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tom. Tom down at the sign shop.
Tom at the sign shop?
Yep. Prior Lake.
In Prior Lake.
Ah, you make the signs say bingo here Saturday night?
For where? Little Six?
Prior Lake, yeah.
Yep.
So hey, what can we do for you?
I just called to hear some turkeys.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Can you join us tonight at Streamers?
Sure. Where's that?
Well, it's out in Moundsville, straight up 35 North Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You know why you want to see us tonight?
Yeah?
Because we're going to have tuxedos on.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to appear in a limo. See, it's limo night at Streamers. You and your friends could win a limousine night, you know, the entire night if you show up. That's kind of neat, don't you think? We invite you out to a party and you walk away with the prizes. Don't you like that idea, Tom?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You should make a sign.
Okay.
Okay. And the sign should be, join Buck and O'Connor tonight at Streamers.
My father was a... Tom, this is Jerry.
Uh-huh.
My father was in the sign business. He owned a sign company for 25 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we've been around for 15 here in Prairie Lake.
Do you find that a lot of these guys that paint signs are drunks?
No, not really.
You haven't found that yet, huh?
No.
We always thought it was something in the paint.
We thought they should do it outdoors.
We had a lot of these guys that would paint signs, and then you see the last letter would just kind of smear down off the side of the paper, and we'd have to put them up on the bench till morning again.
Yeah. Well, you get free quality with every purchase around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Do you have a phrase that pays down there?
Yeah,
well,
just heard it.
Well, listen, we'll see you tonight then, huh? New
at your Twin City Old Five.
I got a question.
We're on the air. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, my question is, how much more testing you think this emergency broadcast system really needs?
Never thought about it.
You know, it seems like we got a pretty good system there. We're driving along. We hear the tone. The world is over.
Yeah.
And I think it works pretty good. And yet we keep testing it and testing it.
Those things you never think about. No, I want to do this one more time. And I think you'll see why.
We have to travel around the metro one more time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just to make sure everybody's going to get to work on time. John Lindell, what's happening?
One final item just in. Happy, happy birthday to every girl and boy. Hope this very special day brings you lots of joy. Hope the birthday presents you get from mom and dad will make the very special day the best you've ever had. Happy birthday, Buck. Get USA Today.
Yeah, thanks,
deal.
John. Okay. Yeah, see you later, buddy.
Always trying to get those plugs in there, huh?
Okay, what... triple true or false? Now, you played this game before.
Right.
We're going to do it one more time. Ask the first question, and if they get it, that's $25. Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who's the person?
Well, we're going to get one on
we're
going to
find someone.
Oh, I got to ask the question first. Okay.
Yeah.
The question is, what entertainer is responsible? Responsible. That's, I don't know if that's a typo. It could be.
Typographical.
For founding St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
All right. Give that one more time.
What entertainer is responsible for founding St. Jude's Children's Hospital? It's a hospital.
Please call right now. 989-KDWB.
Better music, KDWB. It's 850 here. We have a few things to do. One of them is to make that $10,000 phone call, which you must know not only the password, but Jerry...
The phrase of pain.
Right, there you go. Yeah, but in the meantime... who are we talking to here online?
Rosemary from Rosemont.
Rosemary, did you get a chance? You say you work in the evenings. Where do you work?
At European Imports.
European Imports. What do you sell?
All kinds of things. Hummels and different kinds of plates and Christmas ornaments.
Oh, okay. Like gift-imological and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever get a chance to see, like, late-night TV, Carson or David Letterman or any of those guys?
Occasionally Carson, not too often.
We have a comedian that's been on there 15 times, as a matter of fact, Jerry Seinfeld. Have you ever seen him?
No, I haven't.
You'd recognize the face, believe me. It looks just like John Travolta. So that did a lot for you, didn't it?
Yeah. It does a lot for him, too.
Well, people come up to him and say, you know, John, you look like Jerry Seinfeld so much. Well, listen, you have the pleasure of hanging around and playing Triple True or False with him next. All right, 8:52 is the time. Better Music KDWB. Jerry, it's time to play Triple True or False.
All right, give Rosemary the first question.
You ready, Rosemary?
Yeah.
What entertainer is responsible for founding St. Jude's Children's Hospital?
Danny Thomas.
Yes, that's correct.
$25 for you, Rosemary. You want to try and triple your money?
That's non-union wages, too, okay?
Yeah. Yes, I'll try.
Okay. The question number two is, the toothbrush was invented over 200 years ago. Within three, how many bristles... No, I'm just kidding. The toothbrush was... This is a true-false. I guess the triple...
Just read the question again, Jerry.
The toothbrush was invented over 200 years ago in 1770. True or false?
I'll say true.
Yes, it's true!
Over 200 years ago.
All right.
Very good. Now, when was dental floss invented? Do you know? That's okay. That's next week's question.
That brush actually now looks like hell.
We're still using it. At 8:53, what's your favorite radio station?
KDWB. Hello.
Hey, is this Mrs. Corbin?
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Corbin. This is Buck and O'Connor, the morning show from KDWB Radio, and we're playing the $10,000 password right now. And if you can tell us this hour's password, we'll give you $5,000.
I just shut off the radio.
It's been good so far, hasn't it,
though? Yes, it sure has. Yeah. I'm sure sorry.
Do you want to take a guess? It's a single word from the English language.
Single word. Many.
Many?
Many? Well, it's close because many people are unemployed.
Yeah, yes. The word was unemployed for this hour, Mrs.
Oh,
Corbin.
That's too bad.
Hey, how about that comedian we had on this morning, though? Wasn't he good?
Real good.
He was great.
I am
sitting here writing out the check to him, and I can't for the life of me remember his first name. Do you happen to remember what it was?
Whose name?
The comedian.
Jerry. Say Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes, oh, that's right. Jerry. Yeah, Jerry. Yeah. Jerry.
That's the phrase that pays.
Well, Mrs. Corbin.
Lewis. That's right. Lewis and his kids.
Try.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Mrs. Corbin. You've been wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Great day. Wow.
Yeah.
These are more fun than we originally thought.
Almost gave that money away there, Jerry, didn't we?
Boy, she was close.
She was so close.
That comes out of our pocket, too. So it's really, we wipe that brow sweat off every morning about this time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time right now at 8:58 for Linda Evans from the newsroom.
Can win and win the little brown jug. Looks like we could be going to some postseason bowl action.
We'll be there too, you should say that.
And so we'll be down front row because we called the front office and bingo. And congratulations to Dwight Gooden, youngest ever to win the Cy Young Award in National League. Dwight plays for the New York Mets. In the weather, it's a...
Great day to go ice fishing, ice fishing, ice fishing.
It's another icky day.
Well, we're about out of time. It's after 9 o'clock. It's 9:03. So we'll take this time to thank Jerry Seinfeld, a comedian, for stopping by and invite you to check him out and see him this weekend, tonight and tomorrow and Saturday. And, geez, if maybe we can get you to attend, sermon on Sunday morning, too, or something like that.
I'd like to, if we could just do it a little earlier.
Yeah, these early morning hours, it's tough to get anybody to come out here. And because you did and took the time out, we'd like to extend to you the official Buck and O'Connor
Laurel
and a hearty handshake. We do that to most of our guests who brave the early morning hours. Thanks again. We see you next time on TV. When, do you know?
Probably on Letterman again in January.
Good. And on Carson sometime soon as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Jerry Seinfeld. We're on out of here.
We'll see you again tomorrow morning. Finally, a Friday. Morning zoo between 5:30 and 9. Did you tell him who the guest disc jockey is?
Oh, no, because she doesn't know. It's a surprise.
Oh, it'll be a surprise?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Want to wait until tomorrow?
We have a really interesting one lined up for you.
Should be a shoot 'em up show.
Yes, it should.
Buck and O'Connor, tomorrow morning only on KDWB.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Better Music, KDWB, AM and FM.